You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To do a radio interview, so.
You are. 1 second, Peter. Here we go. Hi, Peter.
Hello. How's it going, Johnny?
Good. It's bloody great here at 95BFM. Peter, you're back on home turf, so to speak.
Oh, excellent.
Do you feel like you're on a holiday?
I am indeed. Yes, I am indeed. Solidly in New Zealand. And so reverting to a big topic that I should have done last week, except that China was such a lively and direct topic for me then. And this is connected with the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, which in our own way we commemorated with Guy Fawkes Night on Sunday night. So
okay.
not so far away.
I don't even know what Reformation is, I don't think.
Right, either. Precisely. So that's why you need to talk to me today.
Anyway, fair enough.
So really, 500, it's the 500th anniversary of the day when Martin Luther nailed to the wall of the church in Wittenberg his 95 theses, his demand for the Catholic Church to account for what it, where it was in error and inconsistent with the Bible,
okay,
in what it stood for in offering special indulgences, sort of pre-purchased forgiveness for sins. And while this was kind of like an academic exercise that people did, hammering things up on the door of the church, and there's even some doubt that that's exactly where it was hammered, you know, what historians are like and challenging details.
A lot of things made of wood, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
But 500 years ago as well?
Yeah, it's a long
symbolically,
time, yeah.
It's a big date, and it's pretty significant in terms of the kind of reshaping of the modern world. Mm. And so it's been quite an interesting anniversary, really. Didn't see it being observed in China, I'd have to say. But, I mean, it does connect with Guy Fawkes Day because, I mean, a sure evidence of the massive scale of the importance of the Reformation is the fact that Guy Fawkes Night was really a celebration of anti-Catholicism. You know, it was a celebration of where Protestants knew that that Catholic who tried to burn down the Houses of Parliament in the early 17th century was showing the serious political deformedness of Catholicism.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, that's, you know, a kind of an interesting topic, and you might say completely irrelevant for us today. Completely off the subject, but I don't think so, because actually a lot of modern individual political thinking, you know, the way in which we think as individuals and we challenge institutions, comes back pretty clearly to the ways in which we were forced to kind of, well, the church tried to suppress the individualized thinking of Luther challenging the authority of the
right.
church.
Are you talking about sticking it to the man kind of thing?
Yeah, well, because, I mean, Luther's essential point, not so much here when it was more academic in 1517, but at the heart of it when in 1522 he was dragged for having his own views on all sorts of subjects to the famous Diet of Worms, the most unfortunately entitled the English translation of a German institution, Diet of Worms.
Delish. That's
yes.
the future right there.
But you see, at that point, placed under huge pressure by the empire, the Holy Roman Empire, to follow their formula of how you should do things, he famously said he could not think the way they required, because his conscience was captive to the word of God, and to go against conscience is neither safe nor, now I'm trying to remember what the second word was, safe nor advisable, I think it was.
Okay.
And so the exalting of the individual conscience against the institution, I mean, nothing could be more fundamental to our modern way of thinking.
Right.
Than that idea, and that he did it against that the Bible gave him a way of rereading medieval church history and medieval church values and challenging them was just, if you like, I mean, of course, that's very significant to the nature of Protestantism, that it wants a text rather than a church as its authority. But then you come into the issue of how on earth you interpret a text. Mm. There's 100 ways to interpret a text.
True.
And so it became really, I think, a critical example of the way in which our modern world is shaped. So, I mean, I think although it hasn't gone with big notice in New Zealand, I think it actually is transformative. I don't think you could have had a BFM without a Protestant Reformation. Now, there's a thought.
Holy moly.
Making some statements.
Do you think we could have BFM without Guy Fawkes?
Yes, I think you could probably get away with BFM without fireworks.
We appreciate you pausing. We appreciate your pause.
You make a bit of fireworks, but that's slightly different. Because, I mean, it's quite intriguing in New Zealand that fireworks today, you know, it lost its anti-Catholicism a long time ago.
Right.
And even though I noticed that people had suggested that we should drop it and replace it with Parihakate, I mean, it's kind of interesting the way in which we take old traditions and we turn them into something else.
I think most of the time people will be like, oh, that's fine, call it what you want, but can I still have my fireworks?
Yes, that's right. And I think they're not going to suppress. And to suggest that we should instead have a Matariki fireworks, I just wonder, why do we have to have alternate? You know, why does we have to stop
something?
Well,
there's plenty of days.
To start something else. It's very true, I think, that the level of religious hostility that Protestants felt toward Catholics and Catholics felt toward Protestants doesn't look good when we go back and look at it in the past. You know, okay. I mean, it was pretty ugly.
Fair enough.
And I think it's time that we kind of acknowledge that, sure. Mm. But I don't think that means that you have to say that kind of the frivolity of the fun of Guy Fawkes has to go as a result of recognising that some of its motivation was pretty ugly. After all, that did try. It's also about the defence of institutions. The man tried to blow up Parliament.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you could say it was a positively political event.
Definitely.
Hey, there we are.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much, Peter. We'll speak to you next week.
I look forward to it.
Cheers,
okay.
Man.
Bye.
Bye.
Professor Peter Lynham there, enlightening us on the Reformation. John's just got the Wikipedia page open there, obviously just keeping his thoughts to himself, which is
and
good.
And Guy Fawkes as well. No, it's too deep for me to go into
a lot of
the
paragraphs,
Reformation.
Isn't it? A lot of blue words there where you can go on tangents as well, your little hyperlinks.
I need to read up on John Calvin and Martin Luther.
Do you?
I do.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.